rock except our God.
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining me today for another edition of My Dad Rocks. As per usual, we have rockin' roll for your soul today. And we have a rockin' show today. I got some heavier stuff I'm playing today. And we're going to be looking at something that's true of us all. Something that unites us all. Something that levels the playing field so that we all stand side by side together, no matter if we're rich or poor, native or non-native, good looking or ugly, educated or uneducated. It doesn't matter. Well, what is that? What is that that unifies us all? It's our depravity. The fact that we all have a sinful nature and that we prefer sin over obedience to God. All mankind are like that, so we all have that in common. We prefer the temporary pleasure that we get from sin more than the eternal pleasure that comes from doing things God's way. And our depravity unites us all, and it binds us all to the same fate. And that is, unless Jesus Christ does something about our sin and our love of it. Well, we're going to talk about this human depravity, our depravity that unites us all, our sinful nature, in the songs today. And first off, we're going to start off with King's X with Human Behavior.
Business as usual, just what's on your mind. Some of mine. So the breaks don't come so easy. Hesitate and fall asleep. Taking care of mine. Hesitate and fall asleep. of mine. So that's why we find inside human behavior. Everybody's in the line. So that's why we find inside human behavior. Time will find. So that's why we find inside human.
That was King's X with Human Behavior. You know, they sang, so we find the crime is just human behavior. Everybody's in the line. You know, the depravity of man is a biblical teaching that is evident to all men, whether they're Christian or not. All you have to do is look inside your own heart, and you know that you're sinful. We all know that. And we have a desire within us to do the things that we know we shouldn't do. We have a strong desire to do that all the time. And they sang, you know, about that in that everybody's in the line. We all in that line. Well, what were they referring to? Well, that's exactly what the Bible talks about when it says in Romans 5:12, therefore, just as through one man, that is Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. That verse says that we all sinned, past tense, in Adam. That is, we come from the line of Adam. We are all descended from Adam. When Adam sinned, he sinned for us all, and we are all genetically connected to him, and we all came from him. He's our first father, hence we're in the line, as the song said. Everybody's in the line. And Paul said in Acts 17:26, God made from one man, that is Adam, every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. So everybody came from Adam. Therefore, everybody is in line with Adam's fallen nature because he started having children after he had disobeyed and had a sinful nature from that point. So we all inherit not only his sinful nature or his condemnation, as the Bible says there later on in Romans 5:18. So then as through one transgression, that's Adam's sin, there resulted condemnation to all men. Even so, one act of righteousness, that is Jesus's, there resulted justification of life to all men. So we inherited a sinful nature. Now, we find ourselves from the moment we enter into this world, not only guilty before God and condemned to hell, but predisposed to sinning against God. We have a strong desire to sin. We love sin. We get a lot of pleasure from it. We're addicted to sin, and we need to break free from our addiction to sin. Hey, that was Deciphered Down with Break Free. A little out of our era of the 80s and 90s, but still nonetheless a very good band. That was off their first album. You know, they sing in that song, "Got to Break Free from This Disease." And they were not talking about a literal disease, but a sin disease. We all have a terminal disease, and it's called sin. And it's 100% deadly. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but although it is deadly, it is curable," as the second half of that verse declares. It says, "For all the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We can be forgiven of our sin. We can be set free from the power of sin by surrendering our lives to Jesus Christ. And if we don't do that, then we will continue to find ourselves lost in the forest, as Mad at the World sings about.
Well, I've been wandering too far in where the trees of pleasures grow. There's no sign to keep me out from where the beast just lie in wait. Underneath the stars out here, I could be sleeping with the snake. And Satan waits and watches still, waiting for the kill.
That was Mad at the World with Lost in the Forest. You know, he said in that song, "I've been wandering too far in where the trees of pleasure grow. I'm lost somewhere inside the forest. Trees so tall, they block the light of the sun." And what a great metaphor that was for sin and the lust that, that drives us to sin. The Bible says that in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, it says, "The god of this world," that is the devil, the little g god of this world, "has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God." The devil blinds us through our deceitful desires, as the Bible calls them over in Ephesians 4:23. Our desires are deceitful because they tell us that the gratification of our desires is where our happiness lies. But that's not true, because loving God and serving God, that's where our happiness is found. But the devil obviously doesn't want us to do that. So he chimes in with our desires. When our desires scream to us to be fulfilled, the devil comes right alongside it and he says, "Hey, here's a way to find happiness outside of God." And then he offers us many different ways to try and secure our happiness through sin apart from God. And one of the deceitful things he presents to us as a way to happiness is alcohol. And Barron Cross sings a song about that here, and it's called "State of Control."
Yeah. It's a world that won't let you feel. You grow up very fast in sorrow. The drinking damage our parents provokes can ruin a child's tomorrow.
Barron Cross with "State of Control." You know, all these things like alcohol, drugs, porn, money, all those kind of things. All those things are nothing more than the devil's cheap imitations of the real joy and pleasure that comes only through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You know, King David said in Psalm 16:11, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." You see, God wants you to be happy. God, he wants you to be happy, but he wants you to find your happiness in him. God wants you to have pleasure, but he wants you to have it in him and doing things his way. You're not going to find the happiness and pleasure you're looking for in the cheap imitations of the world. Those things only bring guilt and shame and death and destruction, as Bloodgood sings about in their song, Self-Destruction.
Only say that they will keep targeting him. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Americans are expected to cut some of their expenses rather than give up the annual Memorial Day holiday weekend. That's according to AAA, which says its latest forecast shows that even with $4 a gallon gasoline, some 30.9 million people are planning to travel over the long holiday weekend. That would compare to about 31 million people last year when gas was cheaper. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs and their innovations to solve the world's most pressing problems at skoll.org.
For who is God but the Lord? And who is
God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God?
Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
"Is this really Christian?"
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rocks, here is Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for joining me today for another edition of My Dad Rocks. As per usual, we have rockin' roll for your soul today, and we have a rocking show today. I got some heavier stuff I'm playing today, and we're going to be looking at something that's true of us all, something that unites us all, something that levels the playing field so that we all stand side by side together, no matter if we're rich or poor, native or non-native, good looking or ugly, educated or uneducated. It doesn't matter. Well, what is that? What is that that unifies us all? It's our depravity. The fact that we all have a sinful nature and that we prefer sin over obedience to God. All mankind are like that, so we all have that in common. We prefer the temporary pleasure that we get from sin more than the eternal pleasure that comes from doing things God's way. And our depravity unites us all, and it binds us all to the same fate. And that is unless Jesus Christ does something about our sin and our love of it. Well, we're going to talk about this human depravity, our depravity that unites us all, our sinful nature, in the songs today. And first off, we're going to start off with King's X with Human Behavior.
Business as usual, just what's on your mind. Some of mine. So the breaks don't come so easy. Hesitate and fall asleep. Taking care of mine. If I make the wrong decision, never known is never more. Faster than before.
That was King's X with Human Behavior. You know, they sang So we find the crime is just human behavior. Everybody's in the line. You know, the depravity of man is a biblical teaching that is evident to all men, whether they're Christian or not. All you have to do is look inside your own heart, and you know that you're sinful. We all know that. And we have a desire within us to do the things that we know we shouldn't do. We have a strong desire to do that all the time. And they sang, you know, about that in that everybody's in the line. We all in that line. Well, what were they referring to? Well, that's exactly what the Bible talks about when it says in Romans 5:12, therefore, just as through one man, that is Adam, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. That verse says that we all sinned, past tense, in Adam. That is, we come from the line of Adam. We are all descended from Adam. When Adam sinned, he sinned for us all, and we are all genetically connected to him, and we all came from him. He's our first father, hence we're in the line, as the song said. Everybody's in the line. And Paul said in Acts 17:26, God made from one man, that is Adam, every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth. So everybody came from Adam. Therefore, everybody is in line with Adam's fallen nature because he started having children after he had disobeyed and had a sinful nature from that point. So we all inherit not only his sinful nature or his condemnation, as the Bible says there later on in Romans 5:18. So then as through one transgression, that's Adam's sin, there resulted condemnation to all men. Even so, one act of righteousness, that is Jesus's, there resulted justification of life to all men. So we inherited a sinful nature. Now, we find ourselves from the moment we enter into this world, not only guilty before God and condemned to hell, but predisposed to sinning against God. We have a strong desire to sin. We love sin. We get a lot of pleasure from it. We're addicted to sin, and we need to break free from our addiction to sin. Hey, that was Deciphered Down with Break Free. A little out of our era of the 80s and 90s, but still nonetheless a very good band. That was off their first album. You know, they sang in that song, Got to Break Free from This Disease. And they were not talking about a literal disease, but a sin disease. We all have a terminal disease, and it's called sin. And it's 100% deadly. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But although it is deadly, it is curable, as the second half of that verse declares. It says, for all the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can be forgiven of our sin. We can be set free from the power of sin by surrendering our lives to Jesus Christ. And if we don't do that, then we will continue to find ourselves lost in the forest, as Mad at the World sings about.
Well, I've been wandering too far in where the trees of pleasures grow. There's no sign to keep me out from where the beast just lie in wait. Underneath the stars out here, I could be sleeping with the snake. And Satan waits and watches still, waiting for the
That was Mad at the World with Lost in the Forest. You know, he said in that song, I've been wandering too far in where the trees of pleasure grow. I'm lost somewhere inside the forest. Trees so tall, they block the light of the sun. And what a great metaphor that was for sin and the lust that drives us to sin. The Bible says that In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, it says, "The god of this world," that is the devil, the little g god of this world, "has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God." The devil blinds us through our deceitful desires, as the Bible calls them over in Ephesians 4:23. Our desires are deceitful because they tell us that the gratification of our desires is where our happiness lies. But that's not true, because loving God and serving God, that's where our happiness is found. But the devil obviously doesn't want us to do that. So he chimes in with our desires. When our desires scream to us to be fulfilled, the devil comes right along beside it. And he says, "Hey, here's a way to find happiness outside of God." And then he offers us many different ways to try and secure our happiness through sin apart from God. And one of the deceitful things he presents to us as a way to happiness is alcohol. And Baron Cross sings a song about that here. In it's called State of Control.
It's a world that won't let you feel. You grow up very fast in sorrow. Stop drinking damage our parents provoked. Can ruin a child tomorrow. No, 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 no. Do you feel you're abused by the bottom of your gut?
That was Barron Cross with State of Control. You know, all these things like alcohol, drugs, porn, money, all those kind of things, all those things are nothing more than the devil's cheap imitations of the real joy and pleasure that comes only through a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You know, King David said in Psalm 16:11, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." You see, God wants you to be happy. God, he wants you to be happy, but he wants you to find your happiness in him. God wants you to have pleasure, but he wants you to have it in him and doing things his way. You're not going to find the happiness and pleasure you're looking for in the cheap imitations of the world. Those things only bring guilt and shame and death and destruction, as Bloodgood sings about in their song, Self-Destruction. Self-Destruction by Bloodgood. You know, they sang in that song, "We live, live for yourself, no time for the sun," and that is Jesus. Don't blame God for your own self-destruction. You see, when we live for ourselves, for the gratification of our desires through sin, we destroy ourselves. In Proverbs 8:36, it says, "But he who sins against me injures himself, and all those who hate me love death." You see, that's what the devil's after in the first place. In John 10:10, Jesus said that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. "I came that you might have life and have it abundantly." See, the devil came to destroy you through sin. But Jesus came to give you that kind of life that you're looking for through sin. And you can only find it through a relationship with Jesus Christ. The devil urges you to sin so that he can destroy you. But Jesus urges you to surrender your life to him that you may find that kind of life, that you may be saved.
saved and truly live. Jesus said over in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Anything and anybody that tells you otherwise is just using you. And that's what Pride sings about in their song, Dust Blown Through a Fan.
Had your boys dancing in the noise, bright lights, blind, needs paid time. Silver screen smut and the two of Mr. Tug. Standing tall over here, there's a bug in the dead. Silver friends, Max and Young, race attack. Summer, second, be in the back, you in the back. You never know what you're gonna see in the spin. After your time, you show how it's a pretty gun, no screen.
And that was Bride with Dust Blown Through a Fan. You know, the devil doesn't care about you. Oh, he'll pretend that he does until you do what he wants you to do. And then he doesn't care what happens to you. Think about Judas. And Judas, the devil was tempting Judas all along to betray Jesus. And the devil was right there with him, right there for him, promising him all these things. But as soon as Judas had done that, as soon as Judas betrayed Jesus, the devil left him high and dry. And he in fact, encouraged Judas to commit suicide, which he did. You see, the devil's just using you. You're just like a dust through the fan to him. That's what Bride was singing about. You know, they quoted from a Bible verse there at the beginning of the song, and it comes from 2 Timothy 3, verses 2 through 4. It says, but realize this, that in the last days, and that's since Jesus left, is the last days according to the Bible. So the last days, difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Yet at the same time, verse 5 tells us, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Man, does that describe you in any way? Are you living for yourself and the gratification of your desires, yet you claim to know God or claim to be a Christian? You know, many people hold to a religious belief, a form of godliness, or to a particular church, yet they deny the power of the message by the, you know, what they say they believe by the way they live. These people are deceived, according to this passage that I just read, and they're not okay with God. They're, in fact, lost and on their way to hell, and many people are deceived about that. You see, people assure themselves that since they believe in God and or they're a member of a certain church or they've been baptized, they're okay with God. And the devil encourages us to think that way because he wants to lull us to sleep. He wants to keep us blinded to the fact that we're a walking contradiction and that our words don't match up with our actions. They don't line up. And he does this because he wants to see your soul burning in the fires of hell. And don't believe the devil. Aging Elisha with Don't Believe the Devil. Hey, Aging Elisha was at the Teen Center a couple weeks, and they sang that very song. Anyways, that was a very good message to hear because we don't need to believe the devil. That's what sinning is. Did you know that? Every time we choose to sin, we are choosing to believe the devil and what he says over what God, over God and what he says. You know, if you recall the account of our first mother Eve in the Garden of Eden, and when the devil tempted her to sin, the Bible says that the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." And the serpent, which is the devil, said to the woman, "You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good from evil." You see, the devil was calling God a liar. And when Eve sinned, she believed that the devil was telling the truth, and she sided with the devil over God. And that's exactly what you and I do when we sin. God has told us not to do something, and the devil whispers in our ears, and he questions what God has said. And if you, you know, he says, if you do it this way, you're going to be missing out on something. The reason why God told you not to do that is because he's holding back from you. He's holding back something wonderful, something fun, something fulfilling. And so when we choose to sin, we agree with the devil over God. But conversely, when we choose to obey God, we declare through our obedience that we believe what God has said is true. Hey, don't believe the devil. He is a liar and the father of lies, Jesus said in John 8:44. You can believe what God says in his word because God is truthful and he's the author of truth. Well, let's listen to our Canadian Christian band, the Daniel Band, back from the 80s, and their song, Free From Sin. Free From Sin by Daniel Band. You know, if you want to be free from the prison of sin, if you want to be free from the debt that you owe because of sin, if you want to be free from the destructive power of sin in your life today, then surrender your life to Jesus Christ. That's what they were singing about. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians the Christians in Rome, he said in Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. And you see, Jesus came that we might be freed from sin. It says over in Hebrews 2, verse 14, therefore, since the children, that's human beings, share in flesh and blood, Jesus himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives. Jesus Christ came to set you free, but you must surrender to Christ if you want that freedom from sin. And this is what Deliverance is singing about in If You Will. Sorry that song ended abruptly. I must have not got all that recorded on there. Listen, that was Deliverance with If You Will. Said some very great things in there, sort of summarizing what we've been talking about. You know, which one are you going to choose? The devil and death and destruction, or Jesus Christ and life and eternal bliss of his glory? There is no, you know, other option. There's no middle ground. There's no in between. If you don't choose Christ, then you've already chosen the devil and death and destruction. Why will you die and go to hell when life and heaven are so abundantly available to you through Jesus Christ? You know, John chapter 6, verse 37, Jesus said, "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out." And down in verse 40, he said, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who beholds the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I myself will raise him up on the last day." Don't choose death, choose life. And in fact, choose the life giver, as Hyperstatic Union sings about.
You gave me love, oh Lord, when I was so unlovable. You gave me peace, oh Lord, when I was so restless. You gave me a joyful song to sing, yeah.
Hyperstatic Union, life giver, talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus is the life giver. You know, in the Bible, it says in Ephesians 2, verse 1, that we were dead in our trespasses and sins, and we formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that is the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, the devil and his falling angels that control this world system. He says this to the Christians at the the town of Ephesus there. He said, you know, you used to do exactly what the devil wanted you to do, as the way the world system is. Everything the world says was what's fun and what's pleasurable and what you need is what you did. And then he said, among them we all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. He said, but God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see, God can raise the spiritually dead to spiritual life, and he does that through Jesus Christ because of his great love and his rich mercy. He does that, and you can experience that if you will surrender your heart to Christ, as the life giver, the Hyperstatic Union, sang about. They did that, that Christ gave him life, and he can give you life too. Well, next we're going to listen to Idle Cure singing about a question that you need to ask yourself.
Struggle to survive.
And that was Autocure, Dead or Alive, asking you a question. When you arrive, will you be dead or alive? And what they were talking about, will you go to hell or heaven? Will you be dead or alive? The Bible presents eternity either as heaven, which is eternal life, or as hell, which is called eternal death or destruction. And that's what they were asking, that question. They sang in there, you've had every kind of pleasure the wicked world provides. You know, and Peter said something very similar to the Christians at under his care, verse chapter 4 of 1 Peter and verse 3, he said, "For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desires of those who do not know God, having pursued a course of sensuality, of lusts, of drunkenness, of carousing, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries." You know, he said, hey, time's already sufficient. You've already done that. You've been there, done that. It's, you know, it didn't do anything for you but bring sorrow and shame and pain and destruction and eternal consequences. And you should leave that stuff behind and surrender your life fully to Christ. And that's kind of what Autocure was asking you the question about. If you're going to be dead or alive when you die, because you're going to stand before God, and you're going to have to go out into eternal life or into eternal destruction. Which will you be? And here's Daniel Band's going to sing us out with Two Roads.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
I see you. My gal is red hot.